Sag du zum Parabase, mich mal aus Wesen, ich kopf schon bit hat pen. Alle, that has been pickled, and vinegar and wine, together with the leaves of the olive. To hurt the fish low cup schon ele lamar, if the leaves would come in contact with the sherret, both the leaves and the olives would be tar. The reason being is that the leaves are not considered a sherret nor a yacht for the olive, so therefore it's not mekabel tuma. As only us and only food, together with the shemir or its yah, would be makabal tuma, but leaves are not makabal tuma unless it's a yah to the echel. And in this case, the leaves are not considered a yah to the olives, as the olives were only pickled together with the leaves for appearance sake. The olives look nicer together with the leaves, and since it was only pickled together with the leaves for appearance sake, it is not considered a yah nor a shemir to the echel. Chut shokisha by nature of the hebrew. To find here, there are on a small cucumber, and the little flower that sometimes is found at the tip of a cucumber are tar. It's also not makabel tuma. It also is not considered a yad nor a shemir for the cucumber, and therefore is not makabel tuma. Rabbi Huda Omer calls my tea with me a tagor tuma. Rabbi Huda said, when the cucumber is in front of the merchant, he wants to sell the cucumber. In such a case, the hairs and the flower on the cucumber are considered a shemir to the echon or makabel tuma. As since people are feeling the cucumber to see if it's good, so it needs to be protected, and the hairs on the flower on it, protected. So therefore, it's considered a shemir to the oichel, would be makabel tuma along with the oichel. Another reason given is that with the hairs and the flower and the cucumber, it looks nicer. And the merchant wants the hairs on the flower and the cucumber, so therefore, since he wants them there, they are makabel tuma, they're considered a part of the oichel. Sachadukhtim paragimel mishnah deiz kog alinen mitamayis and mitamayis velo mitstarpa. All pits of fresh fruit are considered a yad to the fruit, a handle to the fruit. The reason being is that the fruit is either a handle with a pit inside it. It's more difficult to squeeze a fruit with a pit inside of it, so therefore it's a yad to the fruit, and it becomes tummy along with the fruit. The yad becomes tummy, the fruit becomes tummy with it, and if the fruit becomes tummy, the pit will become tummy together with the fruit, but it does not combine with the fruit for the size of an egg. If the fruit is less than the size of an egg, but together with the pit is the size of an egg, they would not combine for the minimum size from the tummy other thing. Galina shall write to Apa Piyota Mr. Rapids. The pit of a fresh date, even though it protrudes from the date, it combines with the date for the size of the bed. And the pit of a fresh date has some juice, and you can suck the juice out of it, so it's considered oichel, and it combines with the date. Shall Yavesha in it, Mr. Rapids. But the pit of a dry date does not combine with the date, that it has no juice in it. There's no juice to suck out of it, so it's not considered oichel. It doesn't combine with the date for the size of a bed. Lefika chaito shall Yavesha Mr. Visual rights of anima star. Therefore, the outer skin of a dry date is massaged together with the date. And the outer skin of a dry date protects the date, so it's considered a shimer, and it combines for the size of a bear together with the date. But the outer skin of a fresh date is not massaged, it's not considered a shimer. And a fresh date is protected by its pit, not by the outer skin, so the outer skin, since it's not considered a shimer, would not combine with the actual date for the size of a bear. Galina Shemaksaka Yaita. Pit of a half-eaten date. Only the part of the pit that has fruit still on it would combine with the fruit for the size of the bed. The other part of the pit does not combine. So to a bone, that on part of the bone there is flesh on it, but the other part of the bone does not have any flesh on it, only the part of the bone that has flesh on it would combine together with the buffer for the size of a bed. The other part of the bone is only considered a yad, a handle, not a shomer, and therefore the other part of the bone that has no meat on it does not combine for the size of a bone.
If there was meat on only one side of the bone, the meat does not go around the entire circumference of the bone. Shmuel said we would see if there was enough meat, that if we split the meat into thin strands, it would go around the entire circumference of the bone like a ring the thickness of a westbrook. If there's enough meat to go around the circumference of the bone, then the entire circumference of the bone would be considered a shomer, not just the part of the bone that has the meat on it. The Chacham disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. They say only the part of the bone that had the meat on it would be mitzar, would be considered a shomer, and combined with the basa, but the other part of the bone would not be mitzar. Just like by Sia Ezev and Akornis, which are different types of hysop, they're only on one side of the hysop, are there edible parts. The other side of the hysop has no edible parts, and we say only that side of the hysop with edible parts on it are mitzar combined with edible parts of the side of an echel. So too by a bone, only the side of the bone that has the meat on it would be mitzar, would combine to the side of a bear to an atami other side.